You're listening to the Nick Vujicic Podcast, the place where you will be coached in how to turn your obstacles into opportunities, inspired to dream big, and challenged to never give up. Now here's our host, New York Times best-selling author, speaker, and entrepreneur, Nick Vujicic.
Hey there, everybody. I'm so thrilled to be meeting you here again at the Nick Vujicic Podcast. As I've said, it is an honor, a joy to be spending some time with you, sharing and teaching you some of the life lessons that have actually transformed my life from a life without limbs into a life without limits. And it's not to say that I'm a guru. I just want to share with you what I've learned to help you along the way in your life's journey. We're currently in a series this month that I think is relevant to everyone listening and watching, no matter what your life is looking like. Well, no matter what your life is looking like right now, it's a series on the theme of navigation. And if you haven't listened to last one, check that other one out. It was awesome. We talked about navigating opportunity. And today we're talking about how to navigate through the different seasons, storms that life throws at you. And particularly actually today's part of that process is so commonly overlooked by people and very, very crucial. So I can't wait to get into today's episode. But first of all, I want to say thank you to my friends and partners at Storyville Coffee up in Seattle. I love you guys. Not only does Storyville make some of the best top quality coffee in the world, but they share the same vision and mission of making the world a better place. And they're doing that right now by fighting human trafficking. With every purchase of coffee, whole bean, K-cups, or Nespressos actually directly delivered to your door, Storyville is donating out of each purchase a portion to multiple organizations leading the charge against human trafficking worldwide and in Seattle, Washington. I'm honored to be partnering with Storyville Coffee, and right now my listeners can receive a 50% discount off their first shipment order of coffee when you go to storyville.com/Nick and enter the promo code Nick. Thank you so much, Storyville, for the incredible work you're doing and the incredible coffee you're letting us enjoy. Okay, so last week we got to talk about how we navigate through a season of opportunity. We push through rejection and opposition long enough. We know that if we do that, eventually we reach a place of opportunity and we can reach a point where doors that used to be closed are now opening, or maybe new doors that we didn't see. And last week we went over some of the important processes you need to have interaction as you deliberate between which door you enter and which doors you do not. Well, today we're continuing on that timeline, and even if you aren't entering into a season of opportunity right now, even if you haven't made it past those first closed doors, what we're talking about here is a constant set of truths. These principles, this process that we're going over, isn't directly related or dependent, if you will, to the current global climate situation right now or circumstance that you might be in. It's actually some things we're going to go through that you can pack into your bag, hold onto for years if you have to, until it's time to put them into practice. So I don't want anyone to listen to these lessons and think, Nick, well, I'm not in that stage right now in life, so I don't need to hear this. Wrong. You do. Because the sooner you can grasp these things, the sooner you can begin adopting these mentalities to your own way of thinking. And when you do that, the better prepared and ready you're going to be when that season does come into your life. And that's exactly and actually a huge theme of what we're talking about right here. Because we're going to be looking about you taking and navigating through a season of responsibility. Here's the question. When your goals begin to actualize, you've begun that new job, started that new relationship, acquired the new status, right? What do you need to do in order to maintain these accomplishments and grow from them? How do you navigate your way through the newfound responsibilities that are sure to come with these new seasons? See, this is the root of the problem we're getting at today, right here. One word. Ready? Responsibility. I don't like that word all the time. Do you? It's a huge word, isn't it? My friends, it's a critical word. It's a powerful word. And it's a word that has unfortunately been swept under the rug in our culture as we continue to condition ourselves to look at the glamorous things in life and ignore the sweat that it takes to actually get there. You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? We see every day in the news and social media and entertainment all of these glamorous lifestyles, these fancy, rich, powerful people who are cruising around in the nicest part of town with the nicest car and the newest fashion, and we see it every single day in almost every single place. We see the CEO with private jets, the famous athletes with three homes, and we say, that's what I want. I want to live like that. I want to be at that level in life one day. You know what we're not seeing? We're not seeing the hours, the days, and years of work and practice, these disciplines, these industry leaders are committed to. We're not seeing the hundreds of phone calls and emails they have to answer on an average workday. We're not seeing the money they have to spend just to keep their businesses in proper motion, to keep their partners and their employees afloat. We only see the hype or the good stuff. We don't see the hustle. We don't see the responsibility. And the reason this is a problem is because for some of us, when we look at where we want to go and what we want to do and what we want to have, we create this fictional lifestyle full of all the fun and none of the fuss. Isn't that true? We don't prepare ourselves for the harder realities that come with that level of success we're striving for. And my friends, hear me out. I'm not dissuading you from pursuing levels of success. I'm not discouraging you from navigating towards your dreams or saying any of these goals are bad. I'm simply saying you've got to be prepared for it. Surely plenty of us prepare our hearts for the beauty of the garden, but we don't prepare for the work it takes to maintain it or to get there. And so when you do step into that place, though, to maintain it, when you do reach that level or whatever new life that you're in, and you're not ready for the duties that suddenly fall onto your lap, they might literally crush you. If you're not prepared for the responsibility of success, you might not be able to keep it. That's the problem, my friends. That's the danger. That's the iceberg hidden in the water that you've got to see coming, or you will hit it and it will make you sink. So what's the first thing you can do to prepare yourself for the responsibilities of success? It's actually pretty simple. Research. I know it's so obvious, it's so basic, but it's so true and yet so underperformed. Don't just follow people on social media and think you're learning what it will be like to live like they do. Don't flip through magazines or through accomplished people and their stories just as an article of success because you feel inspired and energized by all those fancy photos and motivational quotes. No, do your research. You want to own your own business? Start looking up what it takes to run an entire company. What sort of management do you need? What sort of unforeseen risks do you have to be ahead of everyone else? How do you work hours a day on end sometimes? What does it take to start a business? What sort of legal responsibilities will you have to assume? You want to be a professional level athlete? How many hours of training every single day will it require? Simple things like what sort of schedule does that demand? What kind of travel, diet, insurance, representation will you have to adopt in order to maintain that? You want to be married? What sort of habits will you have to stop? Oops. What sort of promises will you have to keep? What sort of sacrifices will you have to make? What sort of routine will you have to adopt? These aren't negative things, okay? I'm not laying these out there to make you like be skeptical or maybe get you allergic to these goals. No, they might even seem scary. I'm not saying that these things are scary. These are just some simple, real questions that you need to know before you reach that level so that when it's time to answer them, you're not caught off guard. Too many people can get scared off from doing what they dream of doing because as they get there, they suddenly realize there's more to it than they thought. And so they take that as a negative thing and think they've made a mistake and want to walk away. That's what I don't want any of you to do. I want you to see your goals, see your dreams as vividly in color, 3D, and as accurately, though, as possible. And that requires doing a little research and a little premeditation to do a better process of understanding of what the reality is of your dream, what those waters will actually look like, feel like. Pull out a looking glass, get on your binoculars, and look ahead for real details and real landmarks. Be intentional, be honest, be critical of what's ahead. Anticipate that there will be unforeseen responsibilities so that you don't start to sink when they arrive. Now, that leads me to a deeper point I want to make, okay? This is a change that I want to encourage you to make in yourself, in your mentality, and in the way you see life. It's a change that will revolutionize the way you face adversity, the way you overcome obstacles, the way you sail your ship. I want you to understand that responsibility is a gift. It's not a burden. It's a gift. We are so trained to look for the easy way out sometimes, aren't we? And we are so misled in doing so. Responsibility is a true gift. It's a challenge of maturity. It's a badge of development. It's a crown of independence. It shows you maturity. Those who bear responsibility reap reward. Those who take up their duties with a willing heart, a servant heart, will earn more in their lives, both spiritually and physically, than everyone else who whines and complains and looks for the easy way out. Guys, listen to me. When you start looking at your responsibilities as a boost to your life and not a burden, you will unlock a completely different lifestyle for yourself. When you stop looking at the things you have to do for success as mandatory sacrifices, and you start seeing them as they really are, as opportunities for more success, as stepping stones for more reward, as notches in your belt of self-improvement, self-reliance, self-worth, you will begin transforming yourself into the best possible version of you, and the winning will not stop. Your obstacles will start becoming opportunities. Your burdens will start bearing fruit. Your work days will stop feeling like a punishment and they'll start feeling like a reward. A challenge set before you that you know if you continue on, if you take up that challenge, you will win for yourself more than you've ever had. See, the people who continue to grow and succeed and overcome in life aren't people who see the work as punishment. They don't look at their responsibilities and say, oh, how can I have less of these? Or who can I put these on? Who can take more work from me so I can have less to do? What's the bare minimum that I can accomplish today so that I can get to my couch, get to my TV show, and just do nothing? No. You know what they're going to say? Be saying, give me more. Give me that next challenge. What can I do with what I have right now that will make it grow into something even greater? But you see, it's all in where? The mindset. It's all in how you choose to look at what you've got. You can choose to see work as a burden. You can choose to see playtime as the ultimate goal, your couch as the ultimate destination. You can do that, but you'll never succeed. You'll never feel fulfilled because that's not what we were born to do. That's not where we come from. We're not descendants of lazy people who said no to hard work, to real responsibility, to independence and maturity. We're descendants of workers and professionals and strong men and women who took up the responsibilities of life and made a life worth living. True leaders who lead their own life to a fulfilled life. You want to navigate through the responsibilities of life, the responsibilities of having a status? It's not about the status. It's about, first of all, understanding to look at your work as a gift. Start looking at the duties you have as tools to get ahead to where you want to go. Take pride in what you do. Understand that it is an honor to be in charge of your own domain, to be entrusted with something. We are called to cultivate our gardens. Don't despise the very thing that makes you a winner, guys, that gives you opportunity, that gives you respect and dignity. You know what happens to the people who don't want responsibility? It's simple. They don't get it. They don't get a place of their own. They don't get a position worth including, a voice worth hearing, a job worth doing. Now, look, we know that everyone has value and worth, but man, when people prove to the world that we won't take good care of the things we have and do the best with what we have, it's as if sometimes like we could see it from a different context. The world stops giving opportunities and responsibilities to them. The community around them realizes that anything they let them do will actually go to waste because they have not timed in and tuned in to maturity and taking responsibility. And the better job goes to someone else. The bigger house, the nicer land, the better company, they all go somewhere else. But see, when you do take every opportunity, every responsibility that you're given with pride, within humility, with dignity, with enthusiasm and competence, you're given even more. People trust you. To whom much is given, much is expected. But when you're faithful with what you have, more comes. People trust you. They like what you do with the things you have, and so they're willing to entrust you with more and even come to you for wisdom and ask you, how did you build your patience? Where did you get your wisdom from? Who did you talk to? Who was your counsel? How did you get this responsibility? What did you do to get there? You do well with the little house, and then you're off at a bigger house. It's the beautiful thing about cultivating the garden you now have. Whatever it is, wherever it is, however small it is, start tending to your garden now. What I'm saying to you, my friends, is this. Start owning what you've got right now as if it's everything you ever wanted. Take care of what is within your domain. Tend to it as if it were a kingdom. Not to say that you put all your confidence and joy in it, but take care of your own life. Take responsibility. Count it as a privilege. The hard parts, the burdens, the menial tasks, and repetitive chores, difficult duties, do it all with intentional joy and thanksgiving. take up the challenge to do a job and do a job well. Start seeing responsibility, my friends, as a gift. My friends, so much in life is a matter of perspective, a matter of choice. There are plenty of things that will require specific training and practice and education. But some of the most important things to master are the matters that come from the heart, the matters of inner fortitude, the matters of attitude and choice. How you choose to live will trump every other choice, specific choice. Navigating through life has so much more to do with the how than it does with the what. That's what this show is all about. That's why I'm here. That's why I want you to meet me next week and every week, because I believe that we all have the potential to overcome everything that life throws at us. It's just a matter of how. And I've learned a lot on my journey, and I'm ready to share it with everyone who's wanting to hear more. I love you, and I ask you to please join me next Monday as we continue this navigation through life. I pray now that you have a week full of opportunity, full of thankfulness, and full of responsibility that you see as a joy to carry. I'll see you again next week right here on the Nick Vujicic Podcast. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. Help us reach as many people as possible by giving us a rating, a review, and subscribing to this podcast. Love you so much. And remember, share this with anyone you know who needs to hear this as well. I'll see you next week.